President Bush is liked by voters for his personal qualities, but Americans still are wary of the policies he's trying to implement. That's according to a new poll released by the Pew Research Center, which also found lukewarm support for the president's centerpiece proposed tax cut. Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So how's the president doing?
Remarkably well, given the way he came to office. His approval ratings are 53%. That's about what Clinton had, about what Reagan had February of their first term. It's lower than Jimmy Carter and lower than Bush 1, but then, of course, those two were first-term presidents. You know, there's no sign that reactions to Bush are anything other than what people accord a new president. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Most people said they've heard things that they've liked about Bush more often than things that they haven't. Even 40% of people who voted for Gore said they've heard something they've liked about Bush since he took office. People are doing what they said they would do. With either of these two candidates, they said he will be president, even though the election was flawed, and we will give him a try. They're giving him a try. It's lukewarm. It's tentative. But there's some good public will in response to a reaction to George W. Bush.
Well, it's been hard for the guy to make the front page, given all that's happened with former President Clinton.
Yes, he just doesn't go away, and he sucks up enormous amounts of ink. And, you know, we had this extraordinary little percentage in this survey, with 28% of our respondents saying, we wish we could hear more about George W. Bush, which, you know, is really unusual when people volunteer that they want to hear more about what a politician has to say out of Washington. But, you know, the ex-president is getting so much attention. It's tough for Bush to get as full a hearing as presidents usually get.
Could be good, though. I mean, is that good or bad? Is it helping Bush or not?
Well, I don't think it's helping him in the sense that he has to sell people on this tax plan, which continues to be a non-starter.
What about the economy? Is that affecting Mr. Bush's ratings?
Well, not yet. I mean, we found the percentage of people naming economic problems as the top ones facing the country again going up. And, you know, there's a sense that things are getting worse, but people are still not blaming Bush. I mean, if things really get bad, the president always takes the blame, just as he always takes the credit. But the silver lining in that cloud for Bush is that people say that the only good reason or the best reason for a tax cut is to stimulate the economy, not to provide tax relief for people like me, because people are very suspicious of this tax cut.
After the Florida recount, President Bush started trying to reach out to black Americans. Has he succeeded in doing that?
Now, that's where he really has a problem, where things are different. He only gets a 22% approval rating among African Americans. That's 31 percentage points below what Bush Sr. got in February of 1989. African Americans really feel badly about the way the presidency was resolved and don't feel very good about George W. Bush.
So he's got a lot of work to do there.
More than a lot of work.
Now, what should he do with the tax cut? How can he, you know, get more support behind that?
Well, I think he has to get people to the view that this is a fair tax cut. Only, you know, he's made some progress. We're up to 26% saying it's going to be fair to all people. It had been 12%, but, you know, 26% is still pretty low. And he's got to get people feeling that the country really needs it without making people feel so bad about the economy that they stop spending and we really have a problem.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.